Well, 10 years ago this week, Massachusetts did a healthcare system overhaul, and on that day in 2006, the hottest ticket in town was not a box seat at Fenway, but any space at Faneuil Hall, to watch then-Governor Mitt Romney sign Massachusetts' new health coverage plan into law and describe its goals.
Every citizen with affordable, comprehensive health insurance. Small businesses able to conveniently buy insurance for their employees at a cost that's competitive with big businesses. Medical transparency, bringing marketplace dynamics to healthcare, really for the first time. And finally, beginning to rein in healthcare inflation.
So what happened 10 years on to RomneyCare, which became the blueprint for Obamacare? Martha Biebinger from Here and Now contributor WBUR was there when the first subsidized insurance plans came on the market back in late 2006.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, Natalie.
Steve Grossman, the owner of J.E. Pierce Apothecary, greets one of his regulars, Madeline Renish.
Good news for a change. This medicine's actually covered by your insurance.
Oh, my God. That one you really need when you need it. So how much is a copay?
$3.
$3. Okay. Wow.
So it's a good plan so far.
Renish just saved close to $200 on pills she takes for migraines. Renish has been spending $400 to $500 a month while battling chronic fatigue syndrome.
The chronic fatigue I'd had for over 10 years turned out to be Lyme.
That's an update from the present. Renish discovered she had Lyme disease soon after she enrolled in one of the new sliding scale insurance plans and could finally afford a physical and blood work.
So it was really a lifesaver. I really look at that maybe 12 to 15 years of having lost life because I didn't have any health insurance, but I'm, you know, much, much better. So I'm thrilled that it came along, and I can't imagine life without it anymore.
There are lots of stories of residents who went in for their first checkup in years and were diagnosed with depression, a degenerative eye condition, hepatitis C, or cancer. One study said 320 fewer people died in each of the first 4 years of the law than in years past. But using MassHealth or the new subsidized health plans has not always been easy.
They're forever bouncing you around and back and forth. Then they change you and they say you can't have it anymore at all.
Beth Vance, who has multiple sclerosis, has trouble finding doctors where she lives, far from a major city, who will see patients with the government-subsidized coverage. Vance says she knows physicians are paid less for her visit than for a patient on Blue Cross or one of the commercial health plans.
I'm lucky to have it at all, believe me, because I wouldn't have any doctors at all without it. And I don't take it for granted by any means.
Customer satisfaction with the law varies a lot. Tracy DeJesus is a single mom who says she can't afford to get off Medicaid.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely in a bind.
DeJesus' 7-year-old daughter, Gianni, has diabetes. Medicaid pays for all of Gianni's care, daily insulin, a $7,000 pump that delivers the drug, and visits to Boston Children's Hospital. DeJesus works part-time, keeping her earnings low so her family qualifies for the program. She'd like to move on with her career, but she's done the calculations. DeJesus says if she switched to the commercial insurance offered through several jobs she's looked at, the out-of-pocket expenses for her daughter's diabetes would swamp her budget.
I can't really take that next step without that fear that what if we hit an emergency where we're at the hospital? Now that's medical bills on top of supplies that I can't afford, and that's not something that I'm willing to risk.
This is kind of a convoluted system right now.
John Kulig is a chiropractor in Worcester, Massachusetts. Kulig says he sees patients who own homes or businesses, but who get free or subsidized insurance because they have little income, while he pays $500 a month for a plan with limited benefits.
With the huge deductibles and copays, I don't use it unless absolutely necessary. So basically, I see it as a tax.
On the topic of taxes, between 50,000 and 60,000 residents have paid the penalty for failing to have required health insurance in most of the years since the law passed. And some unknown number have refused to pay.
But I will eventually. Eventually, it will catch up with me, I guess.
Nick, who works in the construction industry, declined to give his last name because he's never paid the penalty, even though he hasn't had insurance since it became mandatory. Nick says requiring individuals to buy health insurance is wrong.
If the government wants to give social medicine to poor people, that's one thing, but you shouldn't be forced to buy a product from a private corporation.
Nick is frustrated that the insurance mandate, which began in Massachusetts, is now federal law. But polls show the majority of Massachusetts residents support the law that became a model for the rest of the country.
I mean, there's so much that Massachusetts should be proud of.
Russell Wolf was working as a music producer back in 2006 and making very little money. He qualified for a low-cost plan and something worth gold. Peace of mind.
The stress involved in walking through this world without insurance and knowing that, you know, God forbid something terrible happens, it's a huge relief.
Wolf is a producer now in Nashville, Tennessee, and buys insurance on his own through an exchange created by the Affordable Care Act.
Anybody in the arts would be grateful for what we had in Massachusetts, as well as what we now have that's called the Affordable Care Act, and I'm still grateful.
The Massachusetts law did become a landmark for the country, one that is cumbersome, messy, leaves patients outside cities scrambling to find doctors, makes insurance free for some and a strain for others, offers peace of mind, and saves lives. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.